Panic Zone. I'm Steve Gerber. God bless America. This is the Steve Gerber Show for Friday, the 30th of April. So much to cover today. Here are three big things you need to know right now. Number three, and again, no joke, another great day of morel mushroom hunting. Man, it's going on good right now in Michigan. Best year ever for this guy. I found 40 in a new place in about 20 minutes. Number two, Robert Gordon, the man run out of town by Governor Whitmer from his job running the Health and Human Services Department, testified there were problems leading up to him getting the boot and his $155,000 bailout. And number one, Michigan Governor Gretchen Whitmer pulls the bully card, the shame your neighbor card, and you won't get your freedom back card unless you do everything you're told to do and get the vaccine. And even then, it'll take months. Even then, it's going to take months. Yeah, the governor basically is saying, if you don't do it my way, you're not getting your freedom back. You're not getting your freedom back. And on a side note to all of this, yesterday in Lansing, the governor's dad spotted stopping and talking to colleagues of ours. And I was under the impression he had a chronic illness and she had to go to Florida to help him in March because he was in such bad shape. Well, according to eyewitness accounts, he's not in bad shape at all. In fact, he's driving a snazzy brand new Tesla. Looks great. Was at the Frandor Shopping Center in Lansing, Michigan, enjoying his time. It appeared. No mask on, by the way, which why would you? He's probably fully vaccinated. He's no Joe Biden. He can go and be fully vaccinated, do his thing, but it does raise questions. Find out more at GreatLakesNews.org. GreatLakesNews.org, you can find out more. Now, Michigan will only fully reopen when 70% of Michigan residents have received at least one COVID-19 vaccine. So says the governor. Might as well pound her fists on the table. In fact, let's start with bite number 12. Here's what the governor had to say.
Now, I want to introduce the My Vac to Normal Challenge. Yes, Vac to Normal, which is our plan to reach vaccination goal and emerge from this pandemic. Let's walk through the steps so we can take a look and see the metrics that we need to hit to get Michigan back to normal and have the summer we all crave. Step one, 2 weeks after 4.5 million Michiganders, or 55% of our eligible population, have received their first shot, we will lift the state's requirement for employers to require remote work when feasible.
And who is sick and tired of these dumb little, slogans? Vac to normal, V-A-C-C to normal, vac to normal. Who comes up with this nonsense, this crap? Honestly, it's like a junior high school promotions class. Oh, this is cute. It's vac to normal. Okay, stop with the cute nonsense, would you please? Just move on. We're not interested in cute or catchy. We're interested in having our damn lives back. Is that clear enough? So skip the stupid stuff. But we couldn't help ourselves, I guess. Let's go to step number two. Go ahead.
Step two. 2 weeks after we hit 4.9 million Michiganders, or 60%, have received their first shot, we'll increase indoor capacity at sports stadiums, conference centers, banquet halls, and funeral homes to 25%. We'll increase capacity limits at gyms to 50%, and we'll lift the curfew on bars and restaurants.
Well, isn't that nice of you, Governor? So, you see, it's 2 weeks, 2 weeks, 2 weeks. So, we're at least, we're not even at normal by the 4th of July based on this timetable. Maybe not by Labor Day by this timetable. And what if people just say, Governor, to hell with it. I'm not getting the vaccine because I don't like being threatened or bullied or pushed around. And they just say, I would have maybe, but you were a jerk about it, so I'm not going to do it. What if that's the response from some people? And what if 35% of Michigan says, I am never doing it? So you don't get to your 70%. Then what? Anyhow, here's steps three and four. Go ahead.
Step three. 2 weeks after 5.3 million Michiganders, or 65%, have received their first shot, we'll lift all indoor capacity limits, only requiring social distancing between parties, and relax the limits on residential social gatherings. And finally, step four, 2 weeks after 5.7 million Michiganders, or 70%, have received their first shot, will lift the MDHHS gathering and face masks order. MDHHS will no longer impose broad mitigation measures unless an unanticipated circumstance arises, such as the spread of vaccine-resistant variants. That is Team Michigan's challenge. Let's get back to normal.
Let's get back to normal. I mean, could you not come up with a dumber slogan? Is that you? Hey guys, who can find the most juvenile slogan possible? Hey, how about back to normal? Oh, that's cute. Let's go with that. All right, Bob. Come on, Bob. Back to normal. Good Lord. I'm sorry. The idiocy of this all is just galling. Anyhow, these vaccine thresholds, I hope we make it, and I hope that, you know, Governor Whitmer, you know, allows us to be human beings and, you know, to be free adults again. Wouldn't that be something? You know, if people choose not to get a vaccine, that's up to them. That's up to them. And meanwhile, Governor, could you explain to me why your father looked great? Looks great, driving around Lansing in a brand new Tesla. Didn't look to be, you know, chronically ill or in need of your help. Sounds to me like you probably did go to Miami and party. What do I know? Of course, I don't know because you don't tell us anything, Governor, because you're not transparent at all. You conceal stuff from the public all the time, but you, gosh, you do come up with some catchy phrases. Back to normal. I'm back to normal. That can go up with that. The Rona billboards. Yeah, catch the Rona. Really? That's $5 million Michigan taxpayers will never get back, squandered on billboards that did absolutely nothing. But I digress. It's just tax money. Hell, they'll get more. They'll come for you. Don't you worry. And meanwhile, Robert Gordon, you remember him. He was the guy who was kicked out of being the director of the Michigan Department of Health and Human Services, got $155,000 on the way out the door. He finally comes to speak in the State House and Senate yesterday. Here's part of what he had to say about his resignation. Listen to this, bite 11.
Representative, I'll tell you what happened the morning. I will tell you what happened. I was called on January 22nd to a video conference call with several members of the governor's staff. I joined that call, and when I arrived, I saw the governor and members of her staff. And the governor said to me, Robert, grateful for your service. I think it's time to go in a new direction. She subsequently dropped off the call. Mark Totten, the governor's chief counsel, offered me an opportunity to resign, and I did.
Listening to Robert Gordon, just listening to that. Question, honest question. Would you hire that guy for anything? Would you put a guy that speaks that way, that awkwardly, in charge of the health of 10 million people? I'll just let that sit there for a moment. Quick break. We'll be right back.
Pure Michigan water has never been more important than it is today. You can find your Pure Michigan water experts at Wolverine Water. Wolverine Water has been installing Michigan-made products for almost 75 years now. Hometown products and hometown service provided by your friends and neighbors at Wolverine Water since 1947. How about that for a cool drink of water? Wolverine Water. I've been a customer for over 20 years, too. If you're ready for the very best, you're ready for Wolverine Water. WolverineWaterSystems.com.
The Michigan Chamber of Commerce.
Michigan has been through some tough times. We've seen businesses close, unemployment soar, and the economy take a heavy hit. But through these struggles, we've been given the opportunity to rethink, retool, and reimagine. It's through strength and determination, drive and focus, that we will be back, and we will bring Michigan back. We are the Michigan Chamber, and we stand ready to fight for Michigan.
To learn more about the Michigan Chamber and how to become a member, visit michamber.com.
My name is Dale Pazinski. I'm 19 years old, and this is how I live United. I've always been kind of a computer geek, and I found a way to use those skills to help the homeless in my community. For people facing hard times, computer skills and a basic resume are so important. It may seem like a small thing, but it makes a huge difference in people's lives. So with United Way, I created a program where I work with the homeless. Together, we go through their whole job history, write a resume, and then save it on their very own USB drive. We provide workbooks and training certificates. I even budgeted for cupcakes so we can celebrate as a class when one of our people gets a job. That's huge. When somebody says, "Hey man, that job that you helped me apply for, I got it." That's what Living Needed feels like to me. My name is Dale Pazinski. I help people achieve financial independence. So I don't just wear the shirt, I live it.
Give, advocate, volunteer, live United. Go to liveunited.org. Brought to you by United Way and the Ad Council.